about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day, yes or no.
Father, we give you glory, we give you praise. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for a day like this, a day of signs and wonders, a day of your miracles, a day of your salvation, a day of your manifestations. We give you glory, we give you praise. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, amen. May you please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We want to just utter in a word of prayer. Bible calls the church the house of prayer. It's not the house of connections. It's not a house of food. All those things are good, but they're side effects of the main thing. The main thing is still the main thing. Amen. This is the church of God, and Bible calls it the house of prayer. Okay? When you go to the house of pancakes, what do you expect to find? Pancakes. Sit up. Okay? So it's very important that we understand why we are here and what we're supposed to do. Anytime you come to the house of God and you don't pray, you miss a great opportunity. So we want to pray today. We want to thank the Lord for our spiritual life and pray for more spiritual life. Amen. John chapter 3. John chapter 3 from verse 1. Bible says there was a man of the Pharisees. His name was called Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. When this is, and then what? This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do these things that you do unless God is with him." Amen. Now, your Christianity must not be the Nicodemus type of Christianity. You hide your faith in God till the night. When no one is there, then you confess Jesus Christ quietly. Yes, that's clandestine. That is not correct. This is Nicodemus. Okay, so any Christianity that is hidden is a Nicodemus type of Christianity. Actually, call it you are living Christ Nicodemusly. Your Christianity should not be hidden. Bible says you are not a light that should be hidden under a bucket, but let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So Christianity is not a hidden religion. So Nicodemus is not the right example you want to follow. But his example provoked Jesus to speak. And that speech, if you follow, you'll be different. Verse 3. Bible says, Jesus answered. After all the accolades, Jesus said, no, you don't get it. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless you are born again, a man, you cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Can you imagine? Nicodemus comes to Jesus secretly, hiding his Christianity, and then Jesus said, no, don't be. If your Christianity is hidden, you are not born again. You must be born again. I'll say it again. If your Christianity is hidden, you are not born again. I'm surprised. That's what Jesus said. Nicodemus comes and said, "Rabbi, you are very good. You are from God. I believe in you." Because if you are not from God, you couldn't do this. He said, no. If you believe in me, this is not how it's going to be. You're not going to come in the dark and secret. You must be born again before. Amen. Tell somebody, secret Christianity is equal to no Christianity. It's equal to no Christianity. And he said it in no uncertain. He said, most assuredly, I have no doubt about it. I, Jesus, am saying. Me, the same person you are saying, Jesus. Mentioning Jesus does not mean you are a Christian. Just like going to McDonald's doesn't make you a burger. Bible says, not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of God, but he that doeth the will of the Father. So Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless you're born again, you cannot see the kingdom. You cannot even see. Yeah, you can't see the kingdom. You can't see. Both literally and figuratively, you can't see means you can't visualize, you can't understand. You can't picture. You don't even know what it involves. You have no idea. You have no clue what you're missing. If you're not, you have no clue of what the kingdom entails. I'm telling you. When they say the kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, you have no clue. You will have a clue in Jesus' name. Amen. So our prayer today is that, Lord, deliver us from being clueless of your kingdom. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Then Nicodemus answers and says, how can a man be born when he's old? You see, Jesus said, you can't see the kingdom. When they are talking being born again, you are talking the womb. You are talking gynecology and we are talking kingdomology. What has kingdomology got to do with gynecology? So obstetrician is what he needs to see. He said, can he enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born? And Jesus laughed and said, verse 5, Jesus answered, most assuredly I say unto you again, unless one is born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. I want us to pray. Then the verse says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. I marvel not that I say unto you, you must be born again. I want us to pray this morning, the Lord, if we are born again, show it. Let us see the kingdom. If we are not born again, let us be born of the Spirit and of water. That's our prayer this morning. Give us the Spirit. Give us the Spirit. Give us the Spirit. Change us. Make us see what the kingdom is involved. Whatever blessing, whatever you have revealed, let it be clear to us. Rise to your feet and let us pray. It's a very important prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, yes. Deliver me from Nicodemus Christianity. Ask the Lord, deliver me from Nicodemus type of Christianity. Deliver me from the Nicodemus type of spirit. Deliver me from hidden Christianity. That is no Christianity. Lord, deliver me. Open your mouth. Tell somebody, open your mouth and pray. God will answer your prayer. God will answer your prayer. Father of God, I refuse to be a type of Nicodemus. I refuse to be a type of Nicodemus. I pray that no one here under the sound of my voice will die and go to hell, but everyone who is a secret accomplice, oh God, will become a real overt Christian manifesting the kingdom benefits. I pray, oh God, the kingdom of God will manifest in our lives. Let your kingdom come in every life herein represented. Let your kingdom come, oh God. Let your kingdom come, oh God. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom be open, be obvious in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, what a waste it will be. It will be a waste of time to have come to church in and out, only to find out I was like Nicodemus. Father of God, even if we are elders, even if we are kings, even if we are chiefs, whatever our status, make a way for us. Deliver us from the Nicodemus type of Christianity. Touch us. Fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your Spirit. Fill us with your Spirit. Give us the new birth. Give us the new birth. Let it be a common factor in our church, in our children, in our lives, in our friends, in every church member. Let it be real, truthfully birthed into Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray against secret Christianity. I pray against the spirit of darkness. I pray against the spirit of Nicodemus. I pray, oh God, that we will be that which is born of the Spirit. We will be born of the Spirit. We will be born of the Spirit. Let there be an overflow of your 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 Spirit. In the name
name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
God will answer your prayer.
Amen.
Your life will never be the same again.
Amen.
You'll begin to see the kingdom for what it is.
Amen.
You will not have to be told, but you will know. There will be a knowing. There will be a seeing. There will be an appreciation of the kingdom and the greatness of what God has. The next we want to pray about is in Luke chapter 11, verse 13. One thing that you pray, you will never be refused. The Spirit. The Spirit. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? I'll say it again. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how many have ever given evil gift to your children? Evil, to kill them. Is there anybody who is giving evil gifts to your children? Oh. Then this, you are the one God is talking about. How many have given good gifts? Good gifts. Or if you have a child, you give good gifts. So you qualify. That means that you qualify to ask the Lord for the Holy Spirit. If you've never given evil spirits, amen, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him? Go to the verse before. It says eggs and things. Next, the one before. If a son asks bread from the Father among you, will He give him stone? How many, when your child asks you for food, then you go and collect stones and put on the plate, eat? How many will do that? Oh, no, 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 no. Ah. Or if you would ask for fish, you give him a serpent. The child is eating and then the fish is finished. Say, mommy, more fish. Then you bring a cobra. A serpent, live. Put it on the plate, eat. Your child will be eating when you do that. You wouldn't do that. Or you ask for an egg and instead will give him a scorpion with a claws, poison tail. You're not like that. Then the Bible says in verse 13, if you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit in your life and in this service. Yes. Begin to open your mouth. The Holy Spirit is the greatest friend you can ever have. The Holy Spirit is the greatest, most fantastic gift you can ever receive. The Holy Spirit reveals the good things of God. Father, give us your Holy Spirit today. Let your Holy Spirit abound. Trail, open your mouth and pray. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Open your mouth. Ask. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Ask for your Holy Spirit. Ask for the Holy Spirit. Father, give us your Holy Spirit. Father, give us your Holy Spirit. Pour out your Spirit upon us. Pour out your Spirit upon your children. Fill us with your Holy Ghost right now and throughout this service and throughout our lives. Give us your Holy Spirit, nothing less, together with the gift of the Spirit, together with the fruit of the Spirit, together with the manifestations of your Spirit. Let your Holy Spirit abound in the name of Jesus Christ. Give us your Holy Spirit, O Father. Give us your Holy Spirit, O Father. Give us your Holy Spirit. Give us your Holy Spirit, the vehicle of change, the vehicle of transformation. Give us your Holy Spirit. Take away every bad spirit. Take away every evil spirit. And give us your Holy Spirit. Only your Holy Spirit, Lord. Only your Holy Spirit, Lord. We desire of your Spirit. Open your mouth. Now lift up your hand and say, Lord, I receive your Holy Spirit. Everyone, lift up your hand unto the Father as a child. If you are a child of God, lift up your hands to the Father right now. Something God is pouring His Spirit. Father, and to these hands we lift as babies. Now give us your Holy Spirit. Let everyone whose hands are lifted spiritually receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Let this service be a Spirit-filled service.
Be as the spirit outpouring of your spirit. Let it come upon this house, upon your children, upon every individual, those that are here, those that are not, like Eldad and Medad, even those who are not here, let your children receive and make a difference in our lives, in our ministries, in our homes, in our future. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And all the saints shall say aloud, amen.
Amen.
Give your loudest amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Wow. Please be seated in the presence of the Lord. Wow. I'm very blessed to be here. We want to take a good offering. Take a good offering as we
more and more like my Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, shower down your presence upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ.
Amen. Give it up again for the powerful song from Sister Victoria. Amen. Now it's time for the most powerful time of the service, the word of God, amen, the most important time. And she's saying, let me be more and more like Jesus Christ. Show me the way. The Bible tells us in Psalms that the Lord is going to be a lamp unto our feet, amen, a light unto our path, amen. And today we have a powerful, powerful pastor to bring the light through Jesus Christ. Be on your feet and welcome our powerful man of God, our pastor, Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay.
Those who know your name,
put their trust in you.
There is no other
faithful God.
Change the background, we can't see.
So loving and true.
Those who know
your name,
put their trust
in you.
There is no other
faithful God.
So loving and true. Oh,
how I love the name of Jesus.
Wave.
Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
How I love.
Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. Oh, how I love his name so sweet. Oh, how I love the name of Jesus. No other name means more to me.
Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father. For a gathering like this, your word says the gathering of the people shall not be unto a man, but unto you. Therefore, Lord, let this all glorify you. We are privileged to be called the children of God, to be called the sons and daughters, to be called the sheep and the servants of God. We ask, O God, you will feed us with your word. You will enrich us and empower us by your holy, mighty Holy Spirit. And miracles, signs, and wonders will accompany the preaching of your word. For your word tells us that wherever your disciples went and preached, you worked with them, confirming your word with signs following. Let this be a manifestation of that scripture. Let demons flee. Let lives be transformed. Let divine healing come. Let divine deliverances come. Let your power take away every seed of evil, every spirit of evil, in the name of Jesus Christ. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ to prevail. Holy Spirit, take your place and have your way. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. Turn to three people and tell them, God is about to touch you. The Holy Spirit is about to touch you. God will make a difference in your life. Tell the person, if you believe, say amen. Wow. Please be seated. in the presence of the Lord. What a blessing. What a mighty God we serve. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. Hallelujah. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. A mighty God. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before.
The angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. What a mighty God we serve.
Oh, will you be blessed? Yes. Because you will be blessed because you care. Oh,
we'll be blessed because
as we gather. As we gather. As we gather, may your spirit work within us. Work within us.
As we gather, may we glorify your name.
Oh,
knowing well that as our hearts begin to worship,
oh,
we'll be blessed because we care.
Oh, yes.
We'll be blessed because we came.
The steadfast love.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end.
Never, never, never.
They are morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness.
They are new,
they are new every morning.
Oh, Habarusi Brato Sebala. Holy Spirit, let your power brood. Walk over this place. Move. Brood. Relax. Rahab. In our midst. In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Thy faithfulness.
Thank you, Father, for your presence. Somebody's been healed. Somebody's been delivered. Somebody's been transformed. Somebody's life is taking a different proper turn in Jesus Christ's mighty name. That person is you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Someone say, I receive it.
I receive it.
Put your hands together for the Lord and sit on top of your enemies in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Well, today is a special Holy Ghost service. Special anointing service. Special turning point service. In the name of Jesus. If I was you, I would shout hallelujah. Your Jericho walls are falling in Jesus' name. You know, Christianity is not Christianity unless there are miracles. Christianity is not Christianity unless there are miracles, signs, and wonders. Amen. Amen. Today you will receive a miracle in Jesus' name. You receive a healing in Jesus' name. You will receive a transformation in Jesus' name. You know, the Bible says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 5. He says that, for our gospel did not come to you in word only. Many times our preaching comes only in word. Just teachings. It's great. Teachings transform. Teachings change people. Especially when it is mixed with faith. But the Bible says there are three other categories of effect when the gospel is preached. It did, the first one of the total of four, the first one is in word. The word is spirit. The word of God comes to change. I have been transformed by the word of God. You will be transformed by the word of God. But it does not end there. But also in power. Tell somebody the power of God will touch you. The gospel comes in power. There is a lot of power. What the policeman could not do to your child, the word of God will do it. Sometimes parents cannot do anything, but just subject that child to God's word, the power of God will transform in Jesus' name. Sometimes that spouse that you're always fighting, instead, find a way of being nice so that the spouse will come under the power of God, the word, and see the word of God, the gospel. It's called good news. You will only receive good news in Jesus' name. The gospel. It comes with power. Like a foolish husband like me. I used to be. Not currently. I think now I'm not too bad. It took the power of God when the gospel kept being preached and being preached. So it comes not in word only. Don't just write notes. Expect power. And in the Holy Spirit, expect power and expect spiritual impact. Look, the anointing, Bible says, because of the anointing, every yoke shall be broken. Yokes and burdens go away because of the anointing that comes with the word. Bible says that the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. So when you are writing notes or you're reading scripture, expect the accompanying power of God. Expect the accompanying spirit of God. Jesus' name. And the last one is, and in much assurance, that's faith. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, evidence of things not seen. So the gospel must be associated with assurance. Assurance. Tell somebody, be assured something good will happen to you today. Yeah. When you are writing the notes with the scriptures and you don't think to receive power, to receive the Holy Ghost, to receive assurance, you are missing three quarters of the whole. That's 75% cheated. Yeah. As you know, the reason God does, so that you will know what kind of men we are among you for your sakes. God says he anoints us for the sake of the sheep. He makes us a certain kind of man. I may be a physician, but God has anointed me for you. The most frustrating thing is for you to buy something for your child and the child doesn't want it. Yeah. And the thing is very expensive. Or you take your child to a school and says, I refuse it. I don't want this school. Yeah. Listen, that is how sometimes God feels. So God has made you a certain kind of, made us a certain kind of people. Every character that God puts in your pastor is for your purpose. I am the way I am because of the way you are. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I am the right type of pastor for you. It's God who has made me this way. Yeah. So you will know what kind of men we were among you for your sake. So when you see somebody who is dedicated to your cause and is calling you, it's because of you God has made him that way. When you see somebody who loves your children and is taking them to VBS, it's because of you. God knows your need, your difficulty, your frustration, your prayers. And when God has organized an anointing service today, it is because of you. Clap for the Lord Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Again, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 13.
The Bible says, for this reason, we also thank God without ceasing. Because when you received the word of God, which has come to you or coming to you, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of mere men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which also because of that, it effectively works in you who believe. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Do you know what that means? When I'm speaking, you can receive it as Pastor Lindsay speaking. You can also receive it as God is speaking. Bible says there's a difference. Those who receive the word as a mere man, look at that man speaking loudly again. The Bible says that if you do not hear it as coming from mere men, but you welcome it as coming is the word of God, not the word of men, which is actually the truth, then it will effectively work in you who believes. That means that sometimes the word is not effective in some people because they don't believe. Yes. Because they don't believe effectively. Where's Rashad? Like this man. See, he's just gone to buy some new hat and some new shoes and things like that. Just a few weeks ago, this man called me when I had traveled. Said, Rev Lindsay, I'm about to lose my job tomorrow. I said, you won't lose your job. He said, no, it's done already. I didn't call you to restore the job. He told me the job is gone. I'm just receiving the official papers tomorrow. I am calling you. Pray for me for the next job. I couldn't believe this guy had just great faith. Now, I spoke a few words in prayer because I was walking to my hotel room when he called. But that faith provoked me to speak prophetically. How long, how many months after that did you get a job?
2 days.
2 days. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Sit down, brother. You're a good example of how effectively the word works for those who believe. You are next in Jesus' name. Tell somebody, miraculo rapido. It is a Spanish for rapid miracles. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Don't go and coach me anywhere. You may be, the police may catch you for misinterpretation and misrepresentation. That is just in Lighthouse Dictionary, QFC Dictionary. Miraculo rapido. Yeah, it's, you know, so please, don't quote me anywhere. But I was amazingly excited for this brother. Amen. Not only that, many of you who have received the word of God as coming from a man of God, not a man of men, your lives have been changed. Today, your story will be similar to this man's story. Today, your story will be similar to this man's story. A certain lady who had come all the way from Nashville, because I'm the overseer, I was overseer for the Nashville church as well, came here. Why did you travel all the way? Came and said, Reverend, we came for a meeting, but I came, I joined them because I wanted to tell you something to pray for me about. I said, what is it? She said, I've been sick, a sickle cell disease patient. That lady was as thin as a broomstick. Yes. Skeleton girl. And she was frustrated. She had dropped out of school several times. She had tried to be a nurse for several years, almost 10 years she had not been. Not because she was a bad student, but because that she would always get sick and be admitted and stop in the middle of exams, in the middle of school. So eventually she came frustrated, eyes yellow, jaundiced. Stomach big because of large spleen. The Spirit of the Lord provoked me by the faith that she came with. Just lay hands and to speak a few words. Ladies and gentlemen, I say to the glory of God, within 3 months, by the grace of God, this girl was back in school. This girl was back in nursing school, did her course,
finished in record time without any further admissions. As I speak, she's never gone to the hospital again by the grace of God. I say to the glory of God that she's married. I am sure that very soon I'll expect that they are having a baby. Clap for the Lord Jesus. No more crisis. No more crisis by the grace of God. No more crisis. Today I'm going to show you some of the miracles. Show us one of them. One of them. The same anointing that is running through the Healing Jesus Crusade. Where is Brother Richard? Yeah. It's what we are going to see here. Yours may be of a different form, but it's still a miracle. It's based on the word of God. Amen. Is it ready? You should always be rapidly ready. Amen. So, video rapido. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I'm going to show you one of the videos from the Healing Jesus conference that is going on at the moment. And see the miracles. Okay, they're not ready. They are ready? Show us one or two of them. Today, may the same grace come upon you in the name of Jesus. Now, so watch this. Yeah. Amen. This is Lady Pastor is there with them.
Angels, what is happening?
She is so excited.
Why?
Because for 16 years, sometimes, show Evangelist how you used to walk, crawl in the house.
What?
Like this.
Do you have the
you
one with the thyroid?
I used to walk like this.
This was a crippled
this
person.
This is a pastor. This man knows. Some of the people know her.
For 16 years.
You used to do. Can you lower the bass, please? It's too. Tune the sound on stage, please. Microphones, yes. You used to do what?
Sometimes I used to walk using my buttocks, just crawling like this.
Sometimes
when I'm better, I use my knees. Sometimes I can stand up, but I was in pain, serious pain. I have to take painkillers from morning, afternoon, and in the night. Every time, every day, painkillers. Even the doctors wanted to take out or bust my legs because of the problems. And I have the ulcer on this leg, but now it's drying on its own.
He wanted to cut off your legs.
Yeah, they wanted to cut both my legs, but I just rejected. I said, I'll die with my two legs if to die.
Wow. So how did you used
so
to walk on the floor?
Never so bad, they
needed to even look at it. Look
I
at
used
those.
To walk like this.
My goodness.
Like this.
Oh, the devil is with me.
Why? Because of pain.
Because of the pain and my legs were stiff. I could not stand up. The veins were stiff. Now they are no more stiff.
They are no more stiff.
Yes.
Wow. No more clap stiff. For the Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen. You have the tired one? No. Put your hands together for Jesus. You may stop it. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Jesus. So, ladies and gentlemen, a human being cannot do this. Like Nicodemus says, God must be with you to do that. And God does it not for the pastor to be glorified, because I am nothing without the anointing. Like we read, it's for your sake, for your sake. Tell somebody it's for your sake. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you. So today I want to read a couple of chapters, a couple of verses for what we should expect. Tell somebody it's a Holy Ghost service. Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord was hovering or moved over the face of the waters. Watch that word, hovering or moved. Over. I'm coming to that. Then, after the Spirit moved, someone said the Spirit of God moved. The Spirit of God hovered. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness and called the light day, and the darkness he called night. So the evening and the morning were the first day. Verse 6. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the water. Say in the midst of the water. It looks like the earth was just water. And let it divide waters from waters. Then God made the firmament and divided the waters from that were
under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. Someone say, it shall be so. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Wow. Clap again for Jesus. He's doing something in your life. Organizing things in your life. Then verse number 9. And God said, let the waters under the heavens be gathered together into one place. And let the dry land appear. And it was so. When I read this thing, that dry land appeared from water, I said, anybody that doubted the walking parting of the Red Sea, you are a joke. If God was able to make dry land appear out of water, then he can easily separate water from water. He's done it before, and therefore the Red Sea is real. I just came from Israel. He separated the Jordan. I even brought some water from the Jordan where I've been baptized, where Jesus baptized. Yeah. If you want to baptize remote, you can come for some of the water. I'll sprinkle a little from you. Yeah, I brought a bottle. I dipped it in and I took it. I said, wow, I need to have a memory of the water that baptized Jesus. And that opened the heavens and God spoke that day. So I said, I can't come home alone without some of the water. Yeah, I have a bottle. Yeah. You will be there in Jesus' name. But ladies and gentlemen, what I want to try to tell you today, see the organization that is going on, rearrangements, setting up. Let's go to the beginning again and see what made that happen and what state it was, so that we can understand what state we shall become. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and was void. And darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering or came to hover over the face of the waters. And God spake and said, let there be. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that there's a difference between when the Spirit has settled on you and when the Spirit has not settled on you. I'm talking about the sad life of a spirit-free Christian. The sad life. That's my topic. The sad, very, very, very pitiful life of somebody without the Spirit. Spirit-led Christianity is frustrating. Spirit-led Christianity is difficult. Spirit-free Christianity is a sad, pitiful life. Actually, when you have to question your Christianity, chances are that although you are God's creation, you are not God's arrangement. Because God created the heaven and the earth, but there was no arrangement. Life before the Spirit is life, and the earth was without form, number one. Number two, void and darkness was on every deep side. Can anybody get me an egg, please? Egg. Get me an egg. Find an egg and bring it in the name of Jesus. However you get it, get it. Now, egg or eggs? Eggs. No, not boiled. Regular, fresh eggs. Get me some eggs. If your house has eggs and you're living close by, you can also go and get it. But listen carefully. We only need one person to do it, not three. So you can coordinate it. But ladies and gentlemen, you have it right here. Oh, no, your home is too far. How many minutes? Three. Quick. Bring me three eggs and may the Lord bless you with three miracles in Jesus' name. Okay, so look, tell them they should all come back. Benu is going to get the eggs from her house. Your house is nearer than Benny's house. Okay. Already gone. Where is she going to get it? Right here. Okay. Benny, you can sit down. Amen. I hope she knows for sure that she'll get it. All right. Ladies and gentlemen, life, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. God can create. Every creation of God without His Spirit has these three characteristics. I'm telling you. When God creates anything and has not caused his spirit to hover, it has these three characteristics. Without form, void, dark. Without form, void, and dark. Ladies and gentlemen, life without God has these three characters. Number one, without form means confused. Trial and error. When there's no arrangement, no structure. I have been very frustrated as a non-Christian. What do? You marry and you don't know how to handle a spouse. Trial and error, confusion. A home without God, a child without God is a child that brings confusion. A parent without God will bring you frustration. A worker without God can bring confusion. Yeah, church members without the Spirit of God can break the church. Can bring confusion. Let me tell you honestly, they are still God's creation, but creation is never complete with just creation. Without the Spirit, it's never complete. That is what the devil did by stealing the Spirit out of Adam and Eve and made them confused. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not understand what I'm saying, but when the egg comes, I will show you. Without form, no structure. Let me talk to you a little about structure. There's great potential in everyone here. But without the Spirit of God, that potential will not be realized. That word and the Spirit of God hovered or moved is the Hebrew word Rahab, which means God brooded over. The Spirit of the Lord brooded over. It also means settled on it. It also means settled. To convert it into all those arrangements, God would never have been able to do it. God can do nothing with anybody without his Spirit. When Jesus Christ came onto this earth and was leaving, he said, I must go so that the Spirit of God must come. If the Spirit of God does not come, you can do nothing. So important was it that he told them that wait until the promise of the Spirit has come. Because he knew that what was lost was that Spirit. Give me a Christian who knows when he became a Christian, and I can tell you the difference between the hovering Spirit and the Christian life. And I can tell you that the person will give a testimony of his or her life before and after. Your life as a Christian must always be different. Must always be a transformational life. Today it will be a transformational life. Totally different. Was without form, confused, no order, no form, without form, no structure. No structure. Without form means amorphous. Amorphous means it's just a gel. Mix it together in any way. No structure, no order, no plan. It means a lack of direction. Aimless, no end goal. When you ask an unbeliever, what is the aim of your life? They have no aim. Yeah. That at the end of the day, when all is said, you finish school, you finish work, what are you in this earth for? They can't tell you. They can't tell you. Undeveloped. It means, without form means raw. Has not formed. Ladies and gentlemen, the only thing I can tell you is that it was when the Spirit of the Lord came that he put things in order. Things came out of nothing. He called things out of nothing. Bible says, calling things that be not as though they were, even God. He calls the things that don't exist into play. Never give up on anybody.
Never give up on anybody. When the Spirit of God is active, anything can come of nothing. I'm telling you, my life is an example. Was without form, was void, was aimless, full of confusion. But when the Spirit touched me, as the Spirit will touch you today. One lady told me that unless this, my spouse or my friend or whatever, get spirit-filled and born again, I have no hope of their behavior changing. And it's true. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the most important things in every Christian's life is the Spirit brooding over your life. Clap for the Lord Jesus. So, confusion. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 33, God is not the author of confusion. So whose is it? The devil. In verse 40 of the same chapter, it says, let all things be done decently and in order. Your life will have order by the end of the day in Jesus' name. Beauty for ashes. Yeah. So without form is number one. Number two is void. Void. And I'll demonstrate it when this air comes. Number two is void. Life without the Spirit is void. Void means empty. Void means unfulfilled. Void means without provision made. Void means empty. That's why the Bible says all is vanity. Saul or Solomon was speaking as an earthly person at that point. All is vanity. How many have felt sometimes frustrated? What is this all about? What is it all about? That is the void that is in the life of somebody without the Spirit of God. I'm telling you honestly. And when the air comes, you will see your life and what it has to become. Amen. So, it is empty. 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 Void. Hey. You know, sometimes the void and the emptiness that is there, the joy of the Lord, Bible says, is your strength. Sometimes I have been, had trouble as an unbeliever. I didn't know where to turn. There was no voice inside that would tell me what to do. But since I've become a Christian, there's always been a voice, a spirit that will speak to me. I remember one time I was traveling to Germany. I had just become born again. I'd given a testimony that I was born again. Prior to that, I was empty and void. Then, my auntie, who was supposed to give me money, I got my plane ticket, but money to spend when I was out there abroad in Germany, refused at the last minute that no way, she's giving me nothing. Nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I cried like a baby on my way to the airport. She only gave me taxi fare and sent my cousin with me, not even driving me in her car. I was so forsaken, lonely. I sat in the car and I broke down in tears. Immediately I broke down. You will not believe it. A voice, a hand tapped me on the shoulder, and a voice spoke from within that you are not alone, my son. That was the first time in my Christian life I've heard that still, small voice of the Spirit of God. Every Christian needs it. Something inside was cooking. I wish the egg was here. Something inside of me was cooking, and he spoke, and said, it shall be well. Ladies and gentlemen, out of nothing, a void life started becoming fruitful. When I got to Germany, nobody was there to meet me, and a gentleman that I accidentally sat with from my trip from Africa was the one who took me home. The people I was going to visit had traveled out of the country. I couldn't speak German. Can you imagine what would have happened?
out of that voice came hope, joy, rearrangement. And I sat by this guy. My life transformed from that time on. And as we went, the guy took me home, gave me a place, made the phone calls. It spanned the weekend. People had not come. The following week, he took me to my hospital. That was when I learned that there was nobody who would have received me. I would have been homeless in a strange land. In Germany. Without ability to speak German. Void. Ladies and gentlemen, when they came, they apologized. The hospital gave me a new house over there. They also organized a house for me. I had three houses in one. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Out of nothing came something because of the voice of the Holy Spirit. I got a family out of that German family. They went to the ATM, got me money. I was rich within an instant. Clap for the Lord Jesus. That's the miracle of the Spirit. Inside of that spirit was a whole lot that looked empty. Now, the last thing, the third thing that is there without the Spirit is darkness. And darkness was on the face of the deep. Darkness means evil. I should have just sent one of these people. I knew it. Darkness means evil. Evil. Ladies and gentlemen, when you don't have the Spirit of God, you have another spirit. And that spirit is not of God. It's a spirit of the devil himself. Nature abhors vacuum. Darkness was on the face of the deep. A face is something, but the deep is different. The deep of an unbeliever is evil, wickedness. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a lot of evil that is inside somebody who doesn't have the Spirit of God. You'll be surprised what you can do. You'll be surprised how you can treat another. You'll be surprised that you can kill. All that God is changing in the name of Jesus Christ. God is changing. God is changing. Evil. Wickedness. Look, those of you who claim or who are sure of your salvation, you can know that you could do some wicked things before. Even now, it's not easy. I can testify of the things I used to do. Wickedness. And the voice inside of me was a deep voice of wickedness. Yeah. My parents could send me to go and sell ice cream. Lollipops. Is that what they call it? Popsicles. Popsicles. Listen, they made them in cups. When they give me 20 to go and sell, I will add another 10 in those cups. And I will go and sell the 30. When I come, I throw the 10 cups away so that they won't recognize that I should make account for 30. With that, gradually, more than 100 cups were left with about 15. And nobody knew I was the one who was throwing them away. Enriching myself. Yes. I mean, I could do many evil things. Inside is deep darkness. Darkness means Satan. Darkness means evil. Darkness means suffering, misery. Darkness means ignorance. Before the Spirit of God comes, there's a lot of ignorance. We don't know what to do. A lot of trouble. Sometimes trouble finds you. You don't find trouble. It's not everybody who wants trouble. I'm telling you, the nature of the darkness is such that it's not you who invites it. How many have been trying to do good and only evil came? Yes. Yeah. I think there's a scripture in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8 that says, brethren, I will not cease to tell you how much trouble came to us. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble which came to us in Asia. Trouble came to us. The unbelieving spirit attracts trouble. Just attracts evil. Attracts wickedness. Devilish lifestyle. Ignorance. Sorrow. It also connotes night. Deep inside. Don't be deceived by a beautiful face of an unbeliever. Don't be deceived.
by the beautiful face of an unbeliever. So, ladies and gentlemen, our lives before the Spirit is a life of desperation. It's a life of frustration. A life that is void, without form and void and darkness. Depraved.
Whoever you sent is spoiling the service. You should have sent just one of the people who know their house. They don't even know where the thing is. Now, let me just explain to you without them so that we can get on with what I have to say. Listen, let me tell you the difference. It's frustrating to live a life that is void, without structure, without form, trial and error. Every time, you don't know what to do. You don't know how. The Bible will teach you what to do, and you will understand and believe it. The Holy Spirit will tell you what to do. I can assure you, if you don't know it, perhaps you haven't allowed the Spirit to brood over you long enough. The Spirit of God will rearrange your life, I can assure you. The Spirit of the Lord will take away the darkness and bring light, I can assure you. Whatever darkness there was, whatever evil spirit cannot attack you anymore. The day that I received the Spirit of God, the dreams and nightmares I used to have all ceased. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens to your life, and this is what I am believing God will happen to your life today. When you see these eggs right here, I don't know how many of you have ever seen chicken before. In America, they are not common, free range. But when you eat chicken, they do not come from the air. Naturally, they are like this. Created, the chickens make the eggs. They lay the eggs. Did you know that? It's not made from a factory. You'll be surprised that some people don't know that. Eggs are made by chicken. They hatch them. I mean, they lay them. Called layers. They lay the eggs. The eggs drop. Blow, blow, blow. Now, when they lay the eggs, it's their creation. The chicken has created an egg, like God has created you. Initially, this is it. Only good for eating. Frying. Without form. No form. Do you know that chicken comes from these eggs? Did you know that? But you won't believe it. See? That's all you see. That's all you see. Is this? Does it look like chicken? Look at that. Is this chicken? There's no form. It has nothing related. That is your life before the Spirit of the Lord enters you. That egg, created by God, you, laid by the chicken or hen. But guess what? It's without form. It's void. Inside of it is darkness. No light enters. Inside is dark. Dark. No form. Amorphous. This is you. Confused. We don't know where the yolk is, where the egg white is. Mixed. No structure. No form. Mixed up. Confused. Where's? But this is producing the chicken legs you eat. Chicken wings. Where are the wings? Where are the head? Where's the head? Where's the neck? Where are the wings? Where's the thigh? But they are in, where's the breast? But they are in this. That's your life without the Spirit. Without form. Empty. No, do you see when I cry? Did you see any chicken inside? Empty. You won't find what you want. Empty. Darkness. Guess what? Was laid by the chicken, created chicken like God. Treat the chicken like God. The chicken like God. God created the heaven and the earth. But the earth he created was without form and void. And darkness was on the inside. Then comes what we call Rahab, Hebrew. The Spirit of God moved, hovering. Go and check it. The Greek word is Rahab. It means to brood. To brood means when the chicken, after laying, you can eat it without form. Or you can keep it there for the chicken to sit, settle on it and brood. What's the dictionary meaning for brood? Find it. It means for it to sit. And finally, if time enough is given, it will change. The Spirit of God is hovering on the egg. Same egg he created. If you don't allow it, you can eat it. Fine, without form. But if you allow the Spirit of God to brood, to keep it under its wings, keep it under its wings, day after day, the warmth of the Lord, which is what science has learned as incubation, give it the heat, but natural warmth from the Lord. Holy Spirit fire will bring the heat. Give it time. Day one, day two, day three, under the wings of the Holy Ghost, flying and brooding, rahabing on these same eggs. Suddenly, what is amorphous, yellow and colorless, will form wings, will form thighs, will form legs. Structure will come to the same amorphous thing. Brooding over, the Spirit will brood over. Then suddenly, one day, this will hatch. This will hatch. And out of the formless, amorphous nothingness, void, without form and void, will come chicken that will jump. For chicken will come. Chicken will come that will be able to lay eggs again. You become like God, the chicken that made you. Son, until you have allowed the Lord, the chicken, to hover and to hatch, you will never look like God. This is supposed to be chicken. Supposed to look like the chicken that made it. Meant to be chicken. God-like, Christian, Christ-like, but will never be unless you allow the Spirit of the Lord to hover, to brood, to make a difference. Give it time. No human being will ever look like God until the Spirit has brooded. Oh, I see the Spirit brooding over your life. I see form coming to you. I see the deep darkness going away. I see light coming. I see structure. Same egg. But what is inside will hatch, will show. Look at this and chicken. Does this look like chicken? Where's the head? This is your life without the Spirit. Without the Spirit. People say you're not a Christian. I don't blame them. I don't blame them because you don't look like one. But you can look like one. Inside of you is that ability. If you only will allow the Spirit, inside of every man is the ability to look like God. That's what the original plan was. Adam was supposed to be in the image of God until Satan came in. It was becoming like the chicken. Inside of this is chicken. Must look like chicken. Must look like chicken. It's inside of you. God created you for that purpose. But unless the Spirit of the Lord broods and settles you down, you sit down and let the Spirit linger on you, hover on you through the Word, through fellowship, through prayer, through Holy Ghost baptism. Today you will be baptized in the Holy Ghost. You will remain an egg until you do that. Give the Spirit time. And see how an egg will become a chicken. How a human being will become like God. Yeah. I look like God to you. Some of you. Many of you. That's why you call me to pray for you. It's like when you speak, God will hear. But that's you. That's your future. That's your call. That's your call. Otherwise, this is you. Broken. Mixed up. Messed up. Confused. Evil. Ugly. This is ugly, isn't it? Doesn't look like chicken. But you are not ugly. It's disgusting. But you're not supposed to be disgusting at all. You're supposed to. This is your future. Chicken. I wish I brought chicken. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep. But the Spirit of the Lord rahabed. Brooded. Sat on it, covered, warmed, filled every space, kept under. incubated, covered, had to sit on. Can the Holy Spirit sit on you? Sit on. Brutes them. Brutes. Brutes. And whoever brutes you, you become like that person. You will be like that, in Jesus' name. You will be like that. Kabazuri babandere. Oh, no, sit it here, sit it here. Let them understand. Let it be here so they can see. They can see up here. Ladies and gentlemen, I came to announce to you, the Lord told me that your future will be far different from your now. Amen. That your life from today will be different. Amen. That God will make you. God created you in his own image, in his own likeness, but he didn't create you without the brooding of the Spirit. Oh, life without the Spirit is such a sad life. Such a frustrating life. And many of us who are frustrated about life, what you need is, Lord, give me your Spirit. Pour your Spirit. Beautiful. You're supposed to be beautiful like this. Not without form like this. Void. Inside of darkness. You look out of this like there's no light in there. You should be this. And you will be this. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Better than this, you'll become like God. Ladies and gentlemen, today the biggest miracle I present to you is the miracle of becoming like God. The Bible said, when the people were born again, in Acts chapter 19, verse 1, they were behaving the same. They said they were born again, but they were behaving the same. And frustration had risen. Paul did something. And it happened while Apollos was at Corinth that Paul, having passed through the upper regions, came to Ephesus and found followers of Christ, disciples. Look at what the discussion was, verse 2. He said to them, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? King James will be better here in this. He said, have you received the Holy Spirit since you believed? That question must go to even people who call themselves disciples, because they are not formed. Listen, it's not your fault. Many times, some of the evils that you do, I'm telling you, is because of ignorance. You don't know what you need. It's not your fault that you have not been brooded if you have not been taught or brought under the brooding nest. And they said to him, we have not even as much as heard whether there was any Holy Ghost. They told Paul, what are you talking about? Some of you may be arguing, what are you talking about, Pastor? I don't blame you. Even disciples talked, but just be humble and believe. They said, we have not even heard there was any Holy Ghost. Then he answered, verse 3, and he said to them, then unto what were you baptized? And they said, unto John's baptism. Verse 4. Then Paul said, man, whoever told you that has done you evil. It was not. John verily baptized you with the baptism of repentance. It's just stage 1. Saying unto the people, they should believe on him who should come after. So just believing on him is not enough. That is on Jesus Christ. So I believe that you believe, but believe me. It's just like accepting that I was created by God, but no spirit on you. You'll be void. It's just like accepting I'm an egg and I came from chicken one. It doesn't make you a chicken. You're still an egg. Amorphous. There's more. There's more of you. You have formed. You have not formed yet. You have not formed. When a baby is a clot of blood, you have not gone yet. You need to stay inside till you become like the person. Incubate. Verse 5. Then when they heard this, they accepted to be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. Today, if you hear and you want to be baptized into the Holy Ghost, your life will change. I'm telling you honestly. Today is Holy Ghost baptism day. And Bible says in verse 6, and when Paul had laid his hands, as the pastors will lay hands on you today, when Paul had laid, just 5 minutes, you see the difference to make by God's grace. When Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them. The Holy Ghost came on them, and they began to speak with tongues, and they prophesied. Prophecy means speaking the oracles of God. They spoke, their words changed. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, I have been with these kids for close to 1 month since schools went on vacation. There were kids that I found, and their lives needed much to be desired. Parents were toiling, frustrated. They brought their children. Pastor, talk to them for me. I said, no, there's something higher than talk. So I organized Vacation Bible School. I brought all of them. The first week, the Lord told me, teach them to be born again, to understand. Second week, teach them about my Holy Spirit. That's the only thing. Ladies and gentlemen, you won't believe, these kids, when I did that and I prayed for them, the power of God fell on them. In that their little room, like the upper room, Spirit of the Lord fell on them. I wish all churches would do that. We'll have less gun fire, less turbulent homes. I say to the glory of God, I've received a lot of testimonies from parents. And I just tell them, it's the doing of the Lord. Some of the parents will tell you their testimonies. Yeah. These were the things that kids, the things that they now tell me, even the relationship that they now have. I can be there at almost 11, and then they will FaceTime chat room on video. We want to just chat. They are not calling some evil man. They are calling a pastor. Clap for the Lord Jesus. And you can see, by the way they are film starring, by the way they are preaching, they can quote chapters of scriptures. Miraculously, something on the inside has changed. That can happen to you. That can happen to you. That will happen to you. That will happen to you. That will happen to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Because till then, you are without form and void, and darkness is inside. Or with your smiling face, there's darkness. And the devil will never let you agree that there's darkness until you see what you can become. Until you see. I'm surprised at the way I treat my wife because I never learned it from home. Yeah. My father, good father, but women loved him. I don't say he loved women because that would be like an insult to my father. It wasn't his fault. Yeah. And he had 3 children in the same month, June 1976. Wow. 3 girls. That's why I don't have girls. He had all the girls for me. In one move. How can you do that? Solid. That's inside what can be there. Ladies and gentlemen, these children are different. You can be a child of God and be different. Amen. I challenge you today to believe in the baptism. Baptism means offering. It means sitting on you. The Holy Ghost now baptizing you, soaking you, taking you all up, soak, yes, liberating you, reforming, remaking you. Let God be like a potter. Put yourself in the hand of the Lord and see what you can become out of this amorphous thing. When you give a potter clay, you will be amazed at the things he can make, at the tools that he has at his disposal. At the fire, when you give a blacksmith or a goldsmith just something, nothing, they can transform. God's Holy Ghost baptism is the transforming influence of everybody who dares come. Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten. Anybody can come and get that. Anybody. Anybody. That's a miracle. Inside of that is healing. Inside of that is deliverance.
Inside of that is his mercy. Inside of that is a future. Inside of that is all that you are frustrated about that is going to go away. Many frustrations just... I saw a scripture, 1 Peter 5:7. Casting all your cares upon him, for he careth for you. So ladies and gentlemen, when Jesus Christ was going, that's one thing he said. The only message he finished by saying is in Acts chapter 1, verse 4. He said that go and stay and being assembled together, he said to them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem. Don't start your Christian life, but to wait on the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. Wait on that promise, the promise of the Holy Spirit, heard from me. Then, next verse. For John truly baptized you with water. You see, the interaction Paul had, Jesus is having with his own disciples. But you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. And verse 6. Therefore, when they had come together, they asked, look, they're not trying. They say, oh, no, they're arguing about something else. Oh, this is not what we came for. We didn't come for Holy Ghost baptism. This is what they were saying. Lord, but will you at this time rather restore the kingdom of Israel? We have better things to ask for. Look at what Jesus said to them. And Jesus said to them, it is not for you to know the times or seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But rather, verse 8, but now you shall receive power. I said power is coming. Power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me. A witness is somebody who knows something others don't know. And is sharing. You'll be amazed at what you become. You shall be witnesses to me. In Jerusalem. In Judea. In Samaria. And to the end of the world. Anywhere you go, it will be clear that you are different. You are chicken and not egg. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Egg is potential that was not formed. Potential that never happened. If you don't allow the Holy Spirit, you will be realizing, you will get to heaven and you realize you were only a potential that never happened. That would be terrible. Say, God forbid. Yeah. God forbid. So Jesus told them, until you allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, you will never be like me. You can never testify of me. You cannot be enough evidence of who I am. A witness is evidence of what they have seen, what they have experienced. And Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, that's when he finalized it. He said, when the day of Pentecost fully came, they were all in one place with one accord. They were united and believed with one accord. And look at what happened. Bible says, and suddenly there came a sign from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Now watch this. And there appeared cloven tongues of fire. As of fire. And one of sat upon each of them. That's the brooding. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Do you see the word again? Brooding. It settled on them. It sat. Egg is sat upon. Holy Ghost sits on you and broods. You change. The word is there again. It sat on them. Sat on them. Sat on them. Settled on them. Groovy. The Holy Ghost will settle on you. Amen. Will sit on you. Amen. Will incubate. You will incubate under God. Amen. Sat upon each and every one of them. Each and every one of them. He didn't leave any Christian without the Holy Spirit. Please don't believe anybody who tells you the Holy Spirit is not real. Please don't believe anybody who says tongues are a thing of the past. Otherwise, it will not be in the Bible. Please don't believe it. Many of you, the devil has deceived you. And because of that, you've never allowed Holy Ghost baptism. That's why things are the way they are. I know there's a doctrine that don't. If it's not in the Bible, throw it away. If it's in the Bible, take it. No matter what the person is wearing to preach. And this is what happened. And this is New Testament era. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Clap for the Lord Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, today I dare to invite you to this party. I dare to invite you
to come under the sitting, hovering influence of the Holy Spirit. I dare to invite you to come under the baptism of the Holy Spirit and see your life change. You lose nothing. You lose nothing. And if you don't change, come and let's compare notes. You lose nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time. It's time for the hovering. It's time for the settling. It's time for the power of the Holy Ghost. It's time. This is our time. This is our day. This is our hour. This is our season. It's time. It's time. It's about time. It's about time. Bible says God makes all things beautiful in his time. In his time. Somebody sing this song. Rise to your feet. In his time. Oh, he makes all things beautiful in his time. Oh, yes. Lord, please show me every day as
you teach me your way.
As you teach me your way.
And to do just what you say.
Do what you have said, Lord. Do what you have said. Do what you have said now in this your time. Oh, in your time. In his time. Bring it up so we can sing it all together. Oh, yes. Lift up your hands and sing. In your time, you make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, it's your time. Lord, please.
Life to you I bring.
Oh, yes.
May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing. In your time.
Now listen to this. Put your hand on your heart. Put your hand on your heart. Whether you feel you are born again or not, take this prayer serious. Because some of us, we don't know that we are not born again. I'm telling you honestly. I didn't know I was not born again. There's nothing wrong with repeating the sinner's prayer for the sake of certainty. For the sake of certainty. You lose nothing. Bible says, for me to repeat the same thing to you is not grievous, but for you it is safe. For you it is safe. So today, this morning, before we do this, ask the Lord in 5 minutes to incubate us. There's one condition. He said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? You must believe before you receive. So if you haven't believed, if you are not born again, you will never receive the incubating, settling influence of the Holy Spirit. So put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, I really want to be born again. I don't have a confirmation. Sometimes I feel I do. Sometimes I feel I don't. But today I want to confirm. I want to be born again. I want to be a child of God. I want to really be a child of God. Really, really. Whatever the past was, is gone. But now I have you with your word. Take me, take my life, and incubate it. I believe that I'm a sinner. Please wash me in the blood of Jesus Christ. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He died for me, and God raised him from the dead. By this faith, by this confession, I am born again. Say it, everybody. Say, I am born again. I am born again. I am a child of God. Say, by this confession, I am born again. I am a child of God.
please wash me. Please write my name in the book of life and fill me personally with your Holy Spirit. I need it. From now on, me and Satan is over. I am your creation. But now, hover over me by your Spirit. Take away the emptiness, the void, the without form, the deep darkness, and bring your new light, your structure, your organization. Put things in order. Structure in my life. Let me be like you. Hatch me. I'm not just interested in being laid as an egg. I want to be incubated. I want you to hover over me by your Holy Spirit so that I will hatch. I will change. I will become like you. This is my time. Baptize me with your Holy Spirit right now. Right now. Right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
We believe that the Word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.